This is So Persuasive, written by Sandpaper Snowman and read by Tipsy Kitty. As gorgeous as that is, with the beard and flowing hair and the stature and the leather and the all of it, he could take care of himself more. Steed doesn't think he'll have Ed submitting to manicures anytime soon, if ever, but he can do little things. Ed's been in Steed's private bathroom before, but it feels different when Steed has plans for them. The tub has been filled, and Steed has his nicest soaps and oils out for the occasion. "So," Steed begins, "you already know what the tub is, what that's for."
"I do," Ed agrees.
"Good. Get in." Ed laughs and waits for the punchline. There isn't one.
"You're serious?"
"Deadly serious," Steed says. "Go on, strip down. Get in the tub." Ed sighs, but does as Steed asks. He does many things when Steed asks him, as does Steed for Ed. It was part of their relationship when they were just friends, but now there's a certain smugness in Steed's step, knowing he has Blackbeard wrapped around his little finger. They're mutually wrapped, of course. Courting the gentleman pirate just doesn't inspire the same awe as courting Blackbeard. Steed pulls up a stool so he can sit beside the tub, and Ed steps in. He slips into the water like he belongs there, like it's second nature, and you can't blame Steed for staring. The tips of his hair flare out from his body, as do the ends of his beard, and surround his collar as he sinks in up to his neck.
"Smells good,"
Ed says quietly. "I use lavender for the bath," Steed says. "I know how much you like it." Ed agrees. "Now, dip under for me. We need your hair wet." Ed rests his arms on the rim of the tub, sighing.
"I'll smell like lavender either way."
"And leather, and gun smoke, and man," Steed mentally adds. "I need your hair wet." Steed frowns. Ed sighs in that put-upon way that means it's not really a bother at all. Not if it's for Steed. He lets his arm slip back into the water, and slowly dunks his head under as well. "Good," Steed praises when he comes back up, hair and beard thoroughly soaked through. Steed retrieves one of the bottles he's lined up for Ed's spa night, and spreads lye soap carefully into Ed's hair, massaging it out and making sure everything from root to tip gets cleaned. It lathers gently at his scalp, and Steed can see the tension easing out of Ed with every fingertip pressed through his hair. Once he's done with the hair on his head, his hands slide down Ed's temples and into his beard, lathering that up too. Ed just tilts his head back and enjoys Steed's touch. "All right," Steed says softly, trying not to do anything that might shatter the unnaturally calm atmosphere. "Dip again for me?" Ed hums in acknowledgement and slides under the water again. Most of the soap comes out, but not quite all of it. "Dip again? I'll get the rest of the soap out." Ed hesitates, but slides back under after a moment. Steed can't imagine how much trust it takes for Blackbeard, the fiercest pirate who ever lived, to let Steed hold his head under water while he scrubs soap out of his hair. He removes his hands from Ed's hair and gives him a gentle tap on his shoulder to let him know he can come back up. "There," Steed hums.
"Done?"
Ed asks, sounding almost disappointed.
"Not yet,"
Steed promises. "Next we use an herbal oil mixture." He grabs another of his tinctures and rubs it into his palms before petting it down Ed's head. He gets it in root to tip, again, gathering Ed's hair together as he works until it lays neatly down his back, soaked and oiled. Then an orange salt scrub for exfoliation. Steed grabs a small tin and scoops the blob out with his fingers. This time the stuff goes on Ed's face, massaged in with Steed's thumbs into the creases of his crow's feet and past his mustache and beard into the skin beneath. It smells fruity and sweet. And Ed recognizes this as a specific scent he's found on Steed before. Once he's been exfoliated, Steed washes the scrub away with the washcloth wet in the tub. He lets Ed relax in the water a little longer. Steed's only seen him this peaceful when he's sleeping, and even then, not always. "What's next?" Ed finally mutters.
He sounds half asleep. Next would be lotions. I'll need you out of the bath for those, though. Ed hums an acknowledgement, but doesn't budge. It's another few minutes of soaking before Ed starts to stand, bracing himself on the sides of the tub as he brings himself up. His bad knee groans. Steed helps him step out onto the rug beside the bath, and immediately drapes a towel around his shoulders. If he uses that to pull Ed in for a quick kiss, well, it's just part of his body. If Ed kisses him again and again, that's definitely not part of the plan. Ed, Steed nearly giggles, even as he begins trailing kisses down his cheek and neck. Ed smells wonderful, like lavender and citrus and sage, and it's almost overwhelming as he kisses down Steed's throat. Did you like it that much? Steed laughs, petting his still wet hair. Ed just mutters against his skin, half an agreement and half a moan, before he gets himself together enough to speak. Very much. He practically purrs. He walks Steed backward towards the door. I need to dry your hair, Steed protests, but allows Ed to drip water all over the floors as he leads them through the door and into their cabin. Ed walks them to their bed, still dripping, and sits Steed down. He snags a pillow for his own knees and kneels, spreading Steed's legs wide. Ed, Steed says, as he realizes what's going on. Ed's fingers are getting at his buttons and pulling his breeches down. You don't have to... want to, Ed interrupts. He pulls Steed's cock out into the open and wastes no time getting his mouth onto it. Soft like this, he can fit the whole length of it into his mouth and only barely brush the back of his throat. Holy, Ed, Steed gasps. Ed doesn't respond, too drunk on the bath and lazily sucking at his cock. Ed's hair is still wet and not ideal for threading his fingers into, but Steed has to anyway. He'll fall off the face of the earth if he doesn't. He hardens quickly, coaxed up by Ed's wet mouth and his hot tongue, and the little groans Ed makes every time Steed's cock twitches. He is not going to last long at all like this. As he hardens and grows bigger, Ed begins carefully backing off so he can keep his mouth full without gagging on it, and even that sends lightning down Steed's spine. You're amazing, Steed says, breath beginning to leave him. You're incredible, Ed. Ed's hands move to hold Steed's thighs and squeeze. His hips shift up and Ed takes it, letting Steed's cock slide further into his mouth even as his throat tightens against it. Ah, Ed, Steed breathes. You're going to kill me. He laughs deliriously. He knows he talks too much during this, but it's hard not to. Ed needs to know how well he's doing and how good it's making Steed feel. Ed looks up at him, and he must know how good he looks. He's framed between Steed's legs like the most beautiful painting, wet hair stuck to his face and neck and shoulders, big dark eyes half open as he sinks down again. His eyes shut like he's just enjoying the cock in his mouth, and Steed groans out loud. You're incredible, Steed gasps. Ed's mouth is familiar at this point, but never ceases to amaze. His cock bumps off the roof of Ed's mouth when he pulls up and bobs down, sinks in with the pull of his throat when Ed tries to swallow. Steed's head falls back as Ed goes. It drives him crazy. Steed adjusts his grip in Ed's hair, being careful not to tug or pull as he brushes them over Ed's shoulder, and rethreads his fingers in at the back of Ed's head. You know you can pull, love, Ed hums at the head of his cock. I know, Steed huffs, smiling. Ed looks so soft and pleased, though, that Steed can't imagine being any kind of rough with him right now. That being said, Steed does bring his other hand into Ed's hair. It's soft and barely slicked from the herbal oil, and Steed pets through it like Ed is something sacred. He is sacred to Steed, worthy of worship and veneration, but that's neither here nor there. Ed smiles smugly up at him before he returns to sucking him off, open mouth and stuck out tongue gulping him down again like he needs it to breathe. Ed shifts on his knees, and his hand finds one of Steed's in his hair, covering his fingers with his own and squeezing fondly.
"Ed," Steed starts, "I'm going to..."
Ed shows no mercy, sucking Steed's cock with even more enthusiasm, and making sure Steed can feel him trying to swallow around him. And that's it. Steed comes down Ed's throat with the raw, overwhelmed noise, hunched over him, the hands on Ed's head not quite holding him still, but not quite holding him down, just holding him close.
"Ed," he moans one last time, before he tries to sit back and catch his breath.
Ed lets Steed's cock fall from his mouth as he leans back on his heels, his expression open and smiling and smug. Steed doesn't let him get a word in before he's pulling Ed up by his hair, higher on his knees, so Steed can kiss him. He tastes like heat and cum, mostly, but Steed can't get enough of him.
"Was it good?"
Ed asks, like he doesn't already know.
"It was so good," Steed breathes between kisses.
You are a menace, Ed." He laughs, and Ed laughs too. Steed lays down in the bed and Ed joins him, naked except for the single towel Steed had been trying to dry his hair with. Ed turns on his side and looks at Steed like he hung the moon. Like he's responsible for every good and nice thing in the world. Like he personally planted every flower to watch them bloom.
"Can we do this again sometime?" Ed asks quietly.
"I hope so," Steed says, still awestruck.
"All of it, I mean. The bath and all."
He shrugs. "Just a thought." Steed smiles at his boyfriend, life partner, lover, co-captain, his beloved, his muse.
"Of course,"
Steed says softly, and pulls Ed into another kiss. "Anytime you'd like." The end.